Good morning. We're in Parakas of Maseches Shviyas. We're up to Mishnah Ches. Mishnah writes, Ein loikan avadim v'karkoris behem tameim edmei Shviyas. A person cannot use the money of Shviyas. That means that money that was used to buy Peiris Shviyas, which has a Kedusha on it, you can't use that money to go ahead and either buy servants or land or animals that can't be eaten, because again, it has to be used for, the money needs to be used for something which is possible to eat. Then if he did use it already to buy something which cannot be eaten, then he has to go ahead and take from his own money and buy something which can be eaten with Kedusha Shviyas. A person who becomes Tameh, becomes a Zav or a Zava or a Yeledus that has to bring two birds, so even though those birds are brought to ultimately bring him to Tyra, where now he's able to eat things which he couldn't have eaten beforehand, nevertheless, he cannot use Demei Shviyas, he can't use money with it, which has Kedusha Shviyas on it, because ultimately those are not eaten. Then Hevi, if he did bring it, then the halacha is, just like before, Yechal Kenetan, he has to use his own money to buy something which can be eaten with Kedusha Shviyas instead of it. Ain't Sachin Kelim B'Shemesh Shviyas from Sach Yechal Kenetai, a person cannot smear vessels with oil of Shviyas. Oil of Shviyas is made either to be eaten, or it can be used to, he can smear it on himself, or possibly even used to make a fire to give him light, but it can't be used just to make a kalim shiny. If he did indeed smear the outside of kalim, then he has to, Yechal Kenegda, he has to use his own money to go buy Peiris Shviyas, which would be, or, you know, to buy oil which will be used properly. Mishnah Tes continues, Arsha Sacha Peshemet Shal Shviyas, Rabbi Lezer Emer Yadalik. Rabbi Lezer goes a step further. He says, if you did use this oil to smear it on leather, probably to make it soft, then Allah is Yadalik, you have to burn the whole piece of leather because it's saturated with this oil. Say, no, you don't have to burn it. You just have to go use your money like in the previous cases and buy oil, kenegdai, and which will be used properly with Kedusha Shviyas. Amro lefnei Rabbi Akiva, they told Rabbi Akiva, Aymer hay Rabbi Lezer, arsha sach b'shemesh l'shviyas yidalek. Rabbi Akiva was a Talmud of Rabbi Eliezer, so they went to Rabbi Akiva and they told him, you know, your Rabbi Eliezer told you, we heard from him, that if you to use oil to smear it on leather, you have to burn the whole thing. Amar lahem shteiku. Tell them, please be quiet. Lai aymar lachem asher Rabbi Lezer aymar bai. I'm not going to inform you what Rabbi Lezer really said about this. In other words, what he said was, what you're telling me from Rabbi Lezer is incorrect. It's inaccurate. Some understand that Rabbi Lezer was even more machmir, and he gave a very harsh statement about somebody who would put such oil onto leather. The majority of the Paiskim understand that was the opposite. The Rav says this. Rabbi Lezer was very makel, was very lenient on this. He actually permitted putting the oil there. So he didn't want to tell them. He didn't want to inform them, since the word had gotten out that Rabbi Lezer was very machmir on the topic. He didn't want to inform them, but he basically gave them a very subtle message, which told them that your information is incorrect. The Mishnah Yud continues along the same lines. V'oid Amr Lefanov, they also told Rabbi Akiva, the same type of conversation, they told Rabbi Akiva that Rabbi Elazar said, someone who eats bread baked by a kusi not being a nut, we know this halacha of pas akum. This is different because it was discussion of what the status of kusim were. We discussed this in the past. They were known as the Geirei Arayos. They converted. They had a questionable conversion, and it was not clear which mitzvahs they adhered to properly. The ones they adhered to properly, they were very makbid on. Other ones, they were not makbid on at all. And ultimately, we found they were Ovdei Avodah Zarah. So, kind of things fell apart altogether. But ultimately, before they were Ovdei Avodah Zarah, there was a discussion as to whether or not you're allowed to eat their bread, whether we believe that they took off the maizes from that. So they said to Rabbi Akiva that Rabbi Elazar was very machmir on this topic, and he said it's like eating besar chazir, like eating chazir. However, he said to them, it's incorrect. What you're saying is incorrect. I will not tell you what Rabbi Elazar really said about the topic. And again, it sounds like he was very makel, as the Rav says, he was makel on this. Just the last mission in the parak, Merchatz, Mishnah Yud Aleph. Merchatz Shehuska B'Tevon Ebekash Al-Shviyas. If a person has a bathhouse where the water is heated up with fires which are fueled by straw or other types of burning materials of shvius, mutar lechatz, but you're allowed to take a bath there. V'mischashev harezeh lo yerchatz. If he's a chashev, a person, you shouldn't do that because people are going to learn from it. Now, it's not clear what we're talking about because we mentioned that a person is allowed to use certain types of shvius to burn, depending whether it's edible to human beings, or it's edible to animals, if it's not edible to animals. So ultimately, what it sounds like over here is, it's talking about a case where a person is, he has a merchas, and he is selling rights to use the merchas. So he's ultimately, it's not just a question of a person burning something which ultimately might be able to be burnt, because we did mention some perishvias, some wood from a shvias, some straw is allowed to be burnt, and therefore it's okay to burn it, but to make money on it is a different story. So now if the person already did it, then you're allowed to go to the merchats. But if you're a chashev, a person who people are going to learn from your actions, you have to be more careful about that. A person should not go to a merchats, to a bathhouse, where the water is heated up through peres or through straw, which has kedusha shvias. We'll continue Mirtz Hashem tomorrow with the ninth parak. Have a great day.